What if you could get a crash course in everything we teach about money on this podcast in just one weekend and leave with a plan to put it into action?
Yep. On May 10th and 11th, we're putting on a brand new event called Total Money Makeover Weekend here in Nashville. Me, George, Dave, and the other personalities will be there. And we're even going to do a live recording of Smart Money Happy Hour.
That's right. You can send that episode to your friends and your crush and say, I was there. I was a part of history.
Get your tickets before they sell out at RamseySolutions.com/weekend. Hey, guys. I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Camel.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers.
That's delicious.
That hits.
Well done.
As the kids say.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. So everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
And today, we're going to let all of our elder millennial hang out, Rachel.
We're all going to be just the old millennials in the room. But I'm proud of it because in this episode, we're going to break down the brands and stores that American teens loved in 2023. Let's see how old we are, George.
Very. We're going to reveal the money app that reigns supreme among Gen Z. Is it going to be Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay, Monopoly Go? I'm hooked.
What?
It's a problem. We'll talk
about
that later. And we're going to compare all this information about the teens of today with how teenage Rachel and George used to spend money.
Okay.
A little nostalgia sprinkled into today's episode.
We got the 2023, and then what if we went back? What would that be?
Going back in time.
20 years? 2003?
That's generous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, 25 years.
Yeah. Around that time. Okay. So what are we sipping on? Because this is a mocktail today.
Yes.
It's delicious.
For a lot of people have been saying they love the mocktails. Mm-hmm. Keep the recipes coming. They want the
cocktail book/mocktail book.
So
Yes. There
you go.
We will see.
We'll work on that. We're sipping on a spicy pineapple ginger mocktail. And this one is, I'm going to say it's cocktail worthy.
I mean, it tastes,
even though there's no alcohol in it.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like a cocktail.
Yeah. So
it's
we're going to give you the rating. I know you're jonesing to find out what our rating is. We're going to reveal the cost per glass. And of course, we've got the recipe in the show notes. So stick around till the end of the episode for more on that.
Yes. All right, George. I'm excited about this. I'm usually like the young one in the group, I feel like, in life.
Do you just tend to have older friends?
Yes,
you
we
feel
do.
Like a more, you feel more mature than your age.
A
and I mean that
of,
as a compliment.
Yeah. We've done a lot of 40th birthdays for friends. And I still have 5 years to go on the calendar for that,
wow.
For me. So we do. A lot of our people are older than
us. That considered midlife for you, or do you think you'll go to 100 plus?
42 feels like a solid.
That's
like,
your midlife crisis.
42, 45.
What are you going to do at 42 for your midlife crisis? Have you pre-decided?
For my midlife crisis? Oh my gosh, I don't know.
More tattoos? Is Winston going to get a motorcycle?
Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know, but I always feel like
I think
young
it's more
one.
For the guys.
Yeah, midlife
for
crisis
women,
is
it's
more,
just like more Botox, please. You
yeah,
know?
If you watched Father of the Bride, you would know that Steve Martin kind of went through a semi-midlife crisis one day in the movie, but that's another tale for another day, George. But all I have to say, I always feel young, but this episode's going to make me feel real old.
That's not usually a
role I play in life. Sometimes here at Ramsey, we have some great people, even on the show, the young ones that really give us the language of today's youth.
That's
we
right.
learn new terms, all the things. But there might be things in here that we're going to learn.
What's up, guys? If you want to be better with money, your first step is to start budgeting with Every Dollar. This is the app Rachel and I both use, and trust me, it's great because it gives you everything you need to make budgeting easier, faster, and dare I say, even enjoyable.
Yeah, I think you can say that, George. I mean, it's pretty enjoyable to have more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're intentional with your spending. Guys, download Every Dollar for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
We're all going to learn a lot. We're going to keep you guys relevant. That's the goal of this show. And to quote Schmidt from New Girl, there are youths everywhere.
youths. And they're spending money, George.
They love to spend money.
Spending money.
And we've got the very entertaining paper trail of how they spent this money, Rachel, which is an awesome semi-annual survey. Could they do it annually? Sure, but they do it semi-annually.
Okay.
From the investment bank, Piper Sandler. And they call it their Taking Stock with Teens survey, because nothing says we're relevant like a Taking Stock with Teens survey. So this is a research project that gathered input from 9,193 teens. They couldn't make it to 10,000, Rachel.
Barely.
Average participant, 15.7 years old.
Okay.
No more, no less. So this is from September 2023. We're going to dig in.
All right. So if you ask the average 15.7 year old what their favorite online shopping website, what would you say?
In my mind, it's got to be Amazon.
What are the teens shopping in? Oh, gosh.
What do you think it is? Amazon, the only one that comes to mind is like everyone shops on this website.
Yep. Zappos isn't like a thing of the youth, is it?
No. No.
Okay, not Zappos.
Great company, though. I just bought some Uggs on Zappos for my wife. They have great customer service. Just want to let y'all
and
know.
And my wife, I was thinking. Well, I'm thinking that's like that you know, gender, age, like what's the thing that like guys and girls, because that would be the number one. Okay, maybe. Okay, I'd go Amazon too, I guess.
Are we correct?
Yeah.
We are?
55% Amazon, 12% Shein. Are you saying Shein?
Shein?
What?
Shein?
Did I say it? Shein. Maybe.
Keep going.
And Nike is 7%.
Mm-hmm. IKEA?
No. Nike.
Oh, Nike.
Maybe you are.
They're shopping for some furniture at 15 and a half.
IKEA.
These teens are so responsible.
Nikea. It's the
Nike. Okay. Nike's like kind of the thing, huh? The swoosh, the shoes.
Still keeping it fresh. Okay.
Man. Okay. Next one.
What do teens say are their top footwear brand?
I'm going to say Nike. If Nike's the website that they're shopping at.
If you're going Nike, I feel like, are Adidas still cool?
Mm-hmm.
Final answer?
I'll go Adidas just to be different.
Okay.
All right. The answer is Nike at 61%.
Okay.
And then Converse at 9%. Converse. Adidas at 7%.
Oh, look at you, George. You're on the
map. New Balance, 3%. Vans, 3%.
There we go. I've got some New Balance
and
Vans.
That feels like a 20. That feels like a.
Do you own any of those shoes? I'm going to say no.
No, I don't have. No. No.
You got any of those? I got a pair of Nikes, I got a pair of New Balance, and a few Vans.
I've got Nike, Converse, Vans.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're hip.
Well, what did you, what kind of shoes did you wear at 15 and a half?
Oh, 100% skater shoes. But brands what you've never that? Heard. I'm not going to be that guy, but
no,
brands
but you
you've never
be.
Heard of.
No, you should be. I'm asking you the question.
Gosh.
Etnies.
What is it?
Etnies.
Oh, I do remember those.
Osiris.
I don't remember that.
There you go.
Osiris?
I'm not trying to name drop, but.
Right. What about you, Rach?
DC.
I know, that's what I'm trying to think.
I do remember
those. I don't even know if we wore like rainbow flip-flops.
They didn't wear shoes back then. They were all barefoot.
Like, we wore like rainbows and Birkenstocks. Birkenstock clogs.
Oh, those
clogs.
Are back in.
Oh, clogs were a big
they're,
deal.
And they're back
yeah,
in.
They're back.
They're back.
And Uggs. Uggs were big in your time.
Yeah, we had, yes. And then we had I just remember a black pair I had. They were like platforms with the elastic
yes.
big thing. And it would mm-hmm. and it would like flop, flop, flop.
Are you a horse? What is that?
I know. You would think, George. You would think.
I'm glad that some things have changed.
I had one pair of Aldos. Aldos? Aldo?
Yeah. Aldo. Oh, yeah.
Which is still around. Still
it
great.
It is still around. Yeah.
Still a great shop. That's all I remember, y'all.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, very upsetting.
I feel like we wore Birkenstocks a lot. So interesting. All right, let's move to clothing, George. All what right. do you think the 15-year-old's number one clothing brand?
Oh, gosh. Where do kids shop these days? I mean, Amazon's not... They're not doing Amazon for clothing brand. I'm thinking of real
brand.
I'm
hoping, like,
Is Abercrombie back?
No,
I'm going to go Abercrombie.
I'm going to say Abercrombie.
Surely not Aeropostale. I'm going to say American Eagle.
No. Oh, okay, American Eagle. And what are
no,
you saying?
I'm going to say Abercrombie.
Abercrombie. The answer with the most votes was Nike at 35%.
Oh, jeez.
Then it was wow. Lululemon at 6%.
Oh,
American what? Eagle at 4%. Shein at 3% and PacSun at 3%.
PacSun's still
PacSun
rocking.
PacSun is still
so
here.
No Abercrombie.
Wow.
He was a skater boy.
Nike.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what was the second one you said?
Lululemon.
Wait, where are they? Where are they getting this money?
They can't afford
family.
This.
Y'all, that's unbelievable.
And
I
then
have
they
two
complain?
Pair of Lululemons, and I feel like I'm just fancy schmancy.
And then they're like, I can't afford a house. I'm like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, you got
spending
Lululemon?
All your money on Lululemon.
He's 15. This person's 15 and a half. They're
and
not
they're
buying
complaining.
A house.
Though they're trying to buy a house. Trust me.
Okay.
George is so bitter.
I've met these
as a young youth.
These teens,
oh
so entitled with their Lulus. Next, what do teens say are their top fragrance brand?
What?
In my mind, it's got to be like Axe body spray, but I think they
Axe.
Mean a real fragrance.
I
here.
Had Clinique.
I loved the good old Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret Love or Bath Spell. And Body Works. Bath
For the ladies, I'm
with
Bath
the,
and Body.
Warm vanilla scent. Anyone?
I like
they still have that.
Yeah,
that was
vanilla.
Like my like jam back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
For the guys, I'm going to go Axe. For the ladies, I feel like Bath and Body is the move.
I don't even know if Bath and Body Works is still a thing.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
So they still have, you know, those special promos where it's like buy 17 candles, get 48 free.
That was
free.
Like from like when I was.
That's how they go.
So are you both saying Bath and Body Works or what are you saying?
Yeah, for the ladies.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, like, I don't know what. I just feel like these teens are so freaking bougie. So I'm like, are they wearing like designer perfume?
Are they wearing like Tom Ford?
You're about to find out.
Like, are they wearing like Joe Malone, if it's Joe Malone.
Who is Joe?
I'm going to crop your face out.
I'm so mad. If they're buying Joe Malone and Lululemon, they're like living
okay,
the
I'll
life
tell you.
That we
what
deserve
do they smell
to live
like?
In our 30s.
Bath and Body Works.
That, okay.
Bath and Body Works.
As it should be.
31%. But
it's great.
Secondary to that is Sol de Janeiro.
Never heard of it.
Is that how you say it? 17%. Victoria's Secret, 11%.
Oh, look at Vicky's.
Ariana Grande, which I didn't know she had one.
What?
5%. Yeah. And Dior, 4%.
Dior.
There's that designer.
So that Lululemon 6% is wearing
the same,
the Dior.
Dior.
They're wearing
wow.
Dior for sure. Dior Sauvage.
Say, I feel like a lot of like Hollister type smells is what was big when I was in high school.
Oh, Abercrombie, yeah. Fierce.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just feel like those kind of stores... Mm-hmm. Like, that's where a lot of people bought.
You didn't fall for the celebrity, like the Britney Spears?
Oh,
perfume.
No, I did. The
I
blue
did too.
With the pump?
Yes.
With the pump.
Oh,
we
my
all
gosh,
had that
I forgot
phase,
about
Jennifer
that.
Jennifer Lopez had one, too. I had
No,
hers.
I had the Britney Spears. Oh, my gosh. What was that called? What was... It was the blue. It looked like a crystal.
I know that. Yeah. Curious.
Curious. Thank you.
Britney, I'm here for you.
Didn't she have
and
a
I just read her memoir.
Too?
I'm growing with Britney.
You
I just
are?
Feel like I'm, like, walking the footsteps with her. In life.
Okay. Let's not walk too closely.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on here. Which...
Sorry. We love you, Britt.
We love
Thanks
you,
Thanks for following
Britt.
Me on Twitter. Yes. What a flex.
It's still, I'm so floored.
I don't know why she does.
I'm so floored.
The world will never know.
She follows you on Twitter.
You're welcome. Let's talk skincare.
Yeah. Okay. So skincare is on here, which is so funny to me because we just had Neutrogena exfoliating, freaking like
Snow St. Ives. Do you remember those beads?
Yes. That's all we did in high school. So I can't even believe skincare is like a routine with teens these days.
Oh, yeah. On the TikTok.
Y'all, that is so, they are so bougie. Do you feel like
so
that?
So bougie. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even have a skincare routine. So
I would just
I
lather
know.
On like the
I mean,
Neutrogena
guess,
acne
guess.
Wash, you know?
I mean, like, oh my gosh, CeraVe. Like,
okay.
Like, I'm praying if it's bare yes. nails, I'm going to punch somebody.
What is it?
CeraVe.
So you think it's CeraVe? You think it's CeraVe?
It better be. If it's something nicer.
CeraVe at 37%.
Oh, yes.
And then it's The Ordinary. Okay. At 9%.
Did that. Cetaphil make it?
Yes, at 5%.
Yes. Those
okay,
are my
this,
guys
this
right
feels
there.
Good. This doesn't okay. feel as bougie. I thought yeah. they were doing like serums and like all this
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure
that
some
people...
of them do, but.
I know.
Not
Man.
A lot.
Wow.
We all had the serum phase, Rachel. We grow out of it. It's simply too much work.
It's a lot of work.
Okay. What do teens say is their number one food chain or restaurant?
Schlotsky's.
I will lose faith in humanity if that's the number one chain. Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A? Wait, is it fast food?
It says food chain.
Yeah,
food
chain. Think. Ours was Chili's when I was in high school. We always went
Mine
to Chili's.
Mine was Outback. Wendy's.
I love the TGI Fridays, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was like Chili's
Texas,
with a master's
Roadhouse.
Degree.
Apps.
Roadhouse, that's a good one.
Oh, Roadhouse was great. When you
Texas
used to be able to
Roadhouse,
drop the peanuts
the
on
peanuts.
The floor. Peanuts,
yeah.
Okay, so
are we
what's,
close?
What's, you said a lot of things.
Okay.
Which one did you land on?
I'm going to change.
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A too.
Chick-fil-A, 16%.
Nice.
Second to that, Starbucks.
Oh.
Oh, of course.
I didn't think food chain.
Bougie.
All right, let's move on. Top snacks, Rachel.
Snacks, oh my gosh. Cheez-Its?
Okay.
Andy's Hot Fries?
Oh, I loved Hot Fries.
Loved Hot Fries.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Pringles?
Okay, which one
Funyuns?
Are you? Where are you landing? Like, let's land the plane.
I'm going to go, I feel like Cheez-Its is such a staple.
Okay, so you're both going Cheez-Its.
We'll go Cheez-Its.
Okay. The real answer
goldfish.
Is Goldfish.
For 15.
And then it goes Lay's, then Cheez-Its.
Oh, at least we made the top
then
three.
Then Doritos.
Love.
Honestly, I expected
love
more. From them. This is a little premature.
I don't get the goldfish either.
Survey like 6-year-olds for this
15.7 on average.
It's so funny.
I don't
funny,
know. I feel like I moved on. I've moved on to Cape Cod chips. You know what I mean? Like, we're let's
wow,
step it up.
Wow, you went
let's
wow.
Step it up. Okay. I was just saying, let's step it up to kettle, guys.
Wow.
I don't it's even think kettle chips were around when I...
They Cape Cod chips were kettle.
You went Chex Mix was the next for me.
Chex Mix is an
Doritos.
Upgrade. Doritos. The Gira, so whatever they're called, the brown chips.
Oh, yeah.
When oh those
Ghirardettos.
Ghirardettos.
Yeah, Ghirardelli. That's chocolate.
When's the last time you've had a blue bag of Doritos?
Long time.
Oh, the Cool
but
Ranch.
But they are so addicting. I
do
like
spicy. Do you think they're blue flavored?
It's the bag is blue.
Correct. Cool Ranch.
And I have not had one of those, yeah, since a long time.
Have you done the Taco Bell Doritos Los Tacos?
So no.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, George is saying this?
They're really good. It's just you're eating a Dorito taco.
I know, imagine but I'm surprised flavor. That you're so listen, like uppity.
Two times a year, I'll okay. You know, with the guys. I'm like, yeah, I can be still with be the, one of the guys.
With the guys.
Me and Winston late night.
I love Taco Bell. I love fast food. I've decided I had a Big Mac the other night. It was so good.
Still hits?
Yes.
Wow.
Fast food gets a bad rap, probably for good reason.
I always wonder when I see like luxury cars in the McDonald's drive-thru, I'm like, they're just like us. And now I know it's Rachel Cruz. That's who's in the drive-thru.
No, it's good.
Okay, do these feel similar to your teens? I don't think much has changed on the food side.
No, okay.
We didn't have
here's
some of the brands
the next
growing
question,
up.
Which I just cannot believe is a question. This is different. Energy drink. Favorite energy drink.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
We didn't have energy
drinks.
We
did. I liked Monster.
When you were a teenager?
College, 18.
Yeah, I never saw those till like after college. Like I
but
don't
I feel
know.
Like people drank Red Bull in high school.
Oh, that's true. Red Bull was a
can
thing.
Can I tell you
actually,
my favorite?
Actually, that was a thing. It was Red Bull.
Surge. Y'all remember Surge? Green can.
The soda?
Yeah, it had like a Nickelodeon branding. It was real aggressive and cartoonish.
Yeah.
Surge was the drink of
but
choice
that's not
for skaters.
An energy drink, is it?
I think it has caffeine.
So does every other soda.
It gave me energy. It has caffeine.
Love it. Love it.
Red Bull was a big one.
Okay.
Still like, if I'm going to really road trip, if I want an energy drink, sugar-free Red Bull for some reason is my go-to.
Okay, so
I'm going to say that for the teens today. I'm going to go Red Bull.
Red Bull? What are you going to say?
Red Bull.
Red Bull. Okay, it's Monster at 28%,
gross.
Red Bull at 23%, and Celsius at 16%.
Oh, that is the bougie one.
Oh, is Celsius... Is that the one that you can only find in certain spots and it's like always sold out or no?
No,
I think it's
see that
pretty
one
popular, but I think it's around.
I always see my sister-in-law drinking Celsius and she's that target demo.
Okay.
She's younger.
Because there's a specific like soccer drink. Because all my nephews, they're not quite teens. They try to find it and they had to go to like multiple gas stations.
What's a soccer drink?
I don't know. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Anything? No.
We're not.
Can
cool.
I tell you one that I like? And it's,
you
would not guess this, but it's from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's called Zoa.
We have that. George, we drink those.
We as in.
They are so
me and Winston
good.
Drink the same energy drink?
And Rachel?
Well, but me and Winston. Body by Zoa, Winston. Me
they
and you, buddy.
They are so good.
They are good. They have good flavor.
They are so good.
And they're fairly nice. I don't think any energy drinks are good for you.
Yeah.
But they have some, you
it's
know, fairly
really
clean
good.
Ingredients.
It's really good.
Versus Monster, which, Lord, what do they put in those?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Okay, next one. Oh, my God. This is another new one. Ready? Top influencer.
Oh, gosh. I'm out of touch here.
I'm going to say Dude Perfect.
Kay. Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
Who's like one of the, I feel like YouTubers are the influencers of today's generation.
I know. I don't know any of that. I don't know.
Who's the biggest? PewDiePie? Is he still around?
Or T-Swift.
Is he still a guy? Do kids look up to him?
I don't know.
Who's cute?
I'm getting cues from the room that it's
what
a no.
yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm trying to think. Is T Swift an influencer?
No,
she's, I don't
that
know. Is
count.
She?
She's big with the people.
I don't know. It feels like influencers are. It's kind of like you get into the niches of like fitness and health.
I don't
and
know.
Moms.
I would say Dude Perfect. They have like a lot of followers.
Yeah. Dude Perfect. And what are you saying?
Definitely not PewDiePie after the reaction of the room.
I feel like... No.
Who's in it? I can't name one influencer.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yeah, but I have the list.
Name the one that it is, because I'm gonna go Dude Perfect for the guys. I don't think for the ladies that's it. But.
Okay. The number one answer is Alex Earl. Number two is Mr. Beast. That's why I looked at you like...
Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Three... T-Swift.
She is
four,
an influencer.
Drake. 5, Sam Sulek.
No Dude Perfect went really high.
Sulek, is that how you say his name?
Some good, clean fun.
No Dude
Perfect. Wow. Basketball.
Alex Earl is a 22-year-old University of Miami grad that became one of the biggest creators on TikTok.
I don't know. I feel out of
I'm
touch.
Out of touch.
I am too. I'm not sure who any of those people are.
You know what's upsetting, though? We didn't even make the top, like, 20 on this list. Top 100. Give me something here.
Influencing the youth, George.
Yeah.
It's our number
Who was
one
the influencers
passion.
Of your day? We didn't have social media.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'd be like, it'd be celebrities.
It was musicians and artists.
Yeah,
I would say Backstreet like movie, Boys
yeah,
and Britney.
Julia Roberts and like, I remember Julia Roberts had like 8 films in 1 year. It was like Runaway Bride, Notting Hill. Like, I just felt like she was really big. Leonardo DiCaprio, like Titanic was really big.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, we didn't know their
Britney,
personal life. We just saw the movies and that
Christina,
was it.
Christina. Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
Enrique
Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias.
The yeah.
Some of the greats of our time. Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5, anyone?
Wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Vitamin C. Graduation.
It's a great song.
If you played Graduation right now, I'd cry. That's the emotional chokehold that song has
like,
on me.
It, like, emotions go through me when I hear that song.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, that was it. So I think it was simpler times,
and
George.
I was a skater, so like pro skaters were the
and
influencers
when we
for
were,
me.
When I was like middle school, high school, you would watch red carpets. Like, when there was a music award, you went home and watched.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
that's
the
right.
VMAs or the Oscars, the great, like, you said on your, it was like an event. Like you would mm-hmm. go and you'd want to be there early so you could watch the red car. Like it was a whole thing. And now I just feel like people don't watch any of that stuff anymore.
No.
It's like not a thing.
My AIM screen name
yeah.
was Ardo711 after pro skater Ardo Saari.
Okay.
Who was from Finland. So that was the influencer for me. I just realized that.
It's great.
It was skaters.
That's awesome.
And for you, it was actresses.
Tony Hawk.
Huh? You know one.
I know.
I did love Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. That's what I spent my youth doing.
He was a cool guy. Cool cat.
He's still alive. Just want to make that clear.
He is so cool.
He's still around.
Wow.
Yeah, I do feel old.
I don't know. George.
I think the audience also feels old
all
as
right,
they learn.
But
we are keeping them relevant. They're all going out to buy CeraVe and Dior
that's right.
now.
That's right.
And Lulu.
CeraVe.
There you go.
I don't know. Who are we to judge? You know?
Who are we to judge? Well, 62% of them are getting their money from their parents.
Makes sense.
38% are getting from work, gifts, or selling Taylor Swift tickets.
That is a thing kids are doing.
It's a joke, but I mean, they can make some
Well,
some
they're self-reported annual spending for the survey. Average was $2,316, which is almost $200 a month. It feels reasonable.
That feels very reasonable.
That's a pair of one Lulu leggings a month. There you go.
I was about to say.
Good for you.
I know. So since we are not at the top of their list, George, they're probably not using, you know, envelopes for purchases and all the things, but money's gone so digital.
They don't even know what an envelope is.
Lots of apps,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to reveal the favorite digital payment app of the teens today to keep you all relevant. But before we do, can we tell people why we love cash, even in this wild world we live in?
Yeah, I mean, cash, it's great because number one, you see what you're actually spending. And there's been so much research that you actually, like when you let go of something to gain something else, it makes you question. So yeah, all of that is so great. And we do recommend, like if you're starting out budgeting, cash out categories in your budget.
Well, now it's trendy again with these cash stuffing TikToks.
Yeah, so I think it's great. But also we're aware that it's 2024. And so having a debit card, at least you know money is coming out of your account, right? So I think there is still a level of that awareness that you're living in the present. And I think with your money, that's huge. That's why I don't like credit cards is because it's like you're swiping and swiping and there's no pay. Like, you're
it's like just, future Rachel gets to deal
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. And even if future Rachel pays off the bill every month, which people say, there is something about in the present. So that's cash or debit card that I think is huge. So
how would you coach the 16-year-old girl though, who's like, but Rachel, when I have cash, it feels like free money because it doesn't exist in my, you know, banking ecosystem.
So honestly, if I had a teen, I think I would go digital with them.
Like get a digital debit card, you have control
well,
over.
Well, yeah, they could have like an actual debit card, but I think like, yeah, they would have an app to be able to do stuff with their money and all of that. I don't think I would force my teen to do cash right now.
That's fair.
Because I think a lot of stuff is online. So I would be relevant, George.
Well, because if they want to buy something online, you're like, well, I have to put this in a bank account first.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So
that's
I think
fair.
There's, I don't know, there's something about them
that.
Learning that.
You're welcome, Amelia. You'll never have to know the pain.
Here we go. Cash.
So here we go. The number one app amongst the youths, Cash App. That's it. That's what it's called.
Oh, really?
It's called Cash
App. Venmo. Not Venmo.
Not Venmo. This is the big one for peer-to-peer money transfer. 50% of teens said Cash App. 36% said Venmo.
Oh, okay. Can I ask a really ignorant question? I feel like as the money expert here,
that's
I should
not
know
ignorant.
This. What's the big difference between Cash App and Venmo?
There really isn't. I don't think so. Venmo has like a more social element with like commenting and you can see what your friends send. Cash App is less so, but Cash App, they're bigger on like you can invest in crypto inside of the Cash App. And so they're bigger on trying to get you to invest.
Yep. Yep.
Whereas Venmo, less so.
It's literally just.
That's how I see it.
All my friends. Because I have. We're both. All Venmo. Everyone's just like, Venmo me this, Venmo me that.
It's very elder millennial of you.
Oh, really?
You know what's very Gen X and boomer is Zelle. Although some people on our team who are younger say Zelle is hip.
What is it? What's the difference?
It's just a payment app. Like I do it through my bank and there's like a Zelle payment option.
Okay.
But it's instant bank to bank. So there's no like you don't have to wait and then deposit it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good.
So that is the nice part.
More instant.
No shade on Zelle. I just haven't heard people be like, Zelle is where it's at, fam.
There you go.
People don't say sentences like that.
Zelle is where it's at, fam.
There we go.
All right, you ready for this? Teens ranked PayPal. Pay in 4 as their number one buy now, pay later app.
No.
Now buy now, pay later has become a thing within the youth.
Well, there's Affirm and Klarna, Afterpay. There's all these companies
that are
getting
that
in on
this. That's interesting that Pay in 4 is the number one. Yeah, I would think Affirm or Klarna. Yeah.
They all have different rules for like fees and interest. Mm-hmm. And at the heart of it, and Klarna brags about this to retailers on their website, they claim that users will spend 45% more by using one of their buy now pay later services.
Which I believe because it freaking like psychs you out when you go to check out.
So even if it doesn't cost you more, you're spending more.
Or you're spending 100 and they're like, you can just spend 25 today. You're like, oh, well then
I'll spend 50. I'll spend 150.
Add a few more things because that feels okay.
Because then you spend 400 because your total bill for that day is going to be 100.
That's
right. And it makes you feel like, wow, I'm so smart.
That's right.
No, you always regret it later. Don't use these apps. If you don't pay for it in full, avoid it.
No good. Apple Pay, George, is the number one payment app used at stores. 42% of teens.
I believe that. I do that. Whenever there's Apple Pay. But here's the thing. I have trust issues with like keypads. You know what I mean? I use it all the time. If I see the Apple logo, I'm like,
you'll do it.
I'm going to double tap on my phone.
Can
and
I
just
say
pay.
This? This is very elder millennial of me. Every time I see it, I get a little bit nervous because I never remember
You're going to screw it up?
I don't know what button to press on my phone.
It's just the power button, like twice.
I have my phone with
me. You know
me.
What I mean?
But so which like, button? There's four buttons on the side.
Just the right side. If you double tap it, it'll pull up Face ID and then there's my card.
Okay. So double tap right side.
Face ID card, hold it to the
I
reader.
Okay. So based on what we learned, George, how do we think teens are doing with their money in general?
I feel confident that they are. We have more information than ever. The thing that I'm worried about, because I think they're really smart and they're doing the research. The problem is they have the wrong input sometimes and they're influenced by peer pressure or ads or influencers. And they still think debt is fine if we do it in the right way. Not like my parents. I'm not going to get credit card debt, but I'm going to do buy now, pay later.
Right.
You know
other
what I mean?
Avenues, yeah.
Or I'm going to invest in crypto because it's easy in my app. I can just one click. So that part worries me of how easy it is to make financial mistakes now. But other than that, I think there's a lot to be hopeful for with this next generation.
So do you think it's easier when we were teens in 2003 to be wise with money? Because there wasn't all this information.
Oh.
There wasn't a lot of knowledge. Very basic. You could only really just do one thing and you could create that habit and it'd be good. Or do you think having the knowledge, having convenience, all that, does that make it harder or more helpful?
I think more options, more noise, more frictionless spending has made it's harder to make smart money decisions.
I would agree with that.
Now, we made different decisions like, you know, student loans and auto loans and car payments and all that.
Yeah.
But as far as
and
the
Chili's.
Ability to just go spend money you didn't have, that just wasn't as much of a thing for us growing up.
Yep, I agree. So good.
Glad we agree on that.
Whether you're raising a teen, maybe you are a teen. Watching or listening to this.
Shout out. You know what? There are a lot of young people listening, watching, and
teens?
They watch. Well, yes, and younger than that.
Yes, with their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 7, they're 10, they're 14.
Love the kids.
And they tell
us
all the time they love the show. And that gives me great hope that, like, I'm trying to think of 10-year-old George tuning into a show about money.
Yeah, and learning.
And so I'm just proud of that bizarro George that doesn't exist, but it's very inspiring that young people do tune into this show. And I love you guys. All right. I know you guys get a lot of hate. The younger generations. We are not anti Gen Z or whatever. We want everyone to win with money, regardless of where you came from and your age. And I think there's a lot of hope to have for this generation. If they can just stop caring what other people think, turn down the noise, and control the inputs that are coming in. Listen to shows like this.
That's right.
And you'll be okay.
And you could say that about 16-year-olds and 66-year-olds, George.
Which also listen to the show.
Which we love.
We've created a multi-generational show.
Just so popular with everybody.
We're transcending genres.
All right, George. It's almost the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. And we close out every episode with... Guilty as charged. And this is where our producer, Lindsay, gives us a new guilty as charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip. Lindsay?
What are you guilty of purchasing strictly out of nostalgia?
Oh, that's a good one for this episode. Nostalgia. What's a nostalgia play?
Oh, man.
You did this recently, I feel like.
Did I? Well, here's what I'm really tempted
with. This is Christmas
with my
Village.
Kids. My girls especially. I really want to get them a Tamagotchi.
Oh,
I love it. They're back?
I don't know.
Oh.
I just feel like we could bring them back.
eBay.
I was in the fourth grade when I had my first one. And I'm like, it was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I would. I would purchase that. I haven't. So I guess that's not really guilty. But
have you? Yeah. Is there anything you've purchased?
I mean, like claw clips are back, but that's very convenient for the hair.
You bought a shirt that kind of looked like a bubble shirt recently.
I did.
Bubble shirt?
And actually, that's probably fair. I'm going to do that. Thank you, Lindsay.
What is a bubble shirt?
It was from Zara, and it was all kind of like crinkly, but it looked like one of those shirts back in the day. It would shrink. It was like a baby shirt, and you put it on, and the material would stretch.
Yes.
And it was
had
like
a little like bubble.
Yeah, but this one doesn't do that. It's a normal-looking shirt on the hanger, but it has that same material, and it did. It reminded
like
me
that.
Of my youth. Thanks, Linz.
You're welcome. Wow. I got your back.
Thanks, Zara.
I'm trying. You know what I just did? I finally got around to watching the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, yes.
And then Whitney and I were like, I could totally beat you in Mario Kart. And she was like, bet. And now we're like going to buy a Nintendo Switch,
yes.
Which is Game Boy for.
How about Nintendo 64?
That would be ideal if I can find one.
Yeah,
that
would be cool.
Do you have one?
No, not the 64. We had the PlayStation 1.
Oh, yeah. I had
the
one and
very
two.
Very first PlayStation.
And then Nintendo 64. Those are my three like consoles. And Game Boy, of course. So that's the nostalgia for me is I just want to play the games that I played growing up.
Are we guilty?
Yeah,
I'm going to say guilty. I think my Zara shirt had a little bit of
I'm guilty by association because I bought my wife Uggs for her birthday because that's what she wanted and it hurt my soul a little bit, but they're back.
You did it.
Whether I like it or not, they're back.
So proud of you, George. All right, what do we rate the drink?
I'm going to give this a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
As far as mocktails go.
I may say the same. It was delicious.
The spice really
adds
to
it. Now, I will say what is it, tahini salt?
Tahine.
Tahine salt.
Tahini is different.
Tahini
that's what's in
is different. That's like Mediterranean, yeah.
Okay.
That's a sesame
Tahine.
Seed paste.
Okay. Well, it's delicious. All the way around, 10 out of 10. What's
this
in it, George?
This was a spicy pineapple ginger mocktail. So for the teens watching, have mom and dad help you make this.
Yes.
Pineapple juice, agave nectar, chili powder, ginger beer, which is non-alcoholic, just a extra gingery ginger ale, basically, and tahine seasoning. So on the rim here, you got the kind of chili powder tahine rim, which adds that nice spice. Pineapple juice adds that beautiful tropical sweetness, and the ginger beer giving it that zing. And
I know. We've been doing this show for how long? A year and a few months?
Yeah.
I think I've acquired the taste for ginger beer.
I love this.
Originally, Rachel was like, if ginger beer is in it, she hates it.
I did not like it. And now, after all of our drinks, you guys, I think
I
actually
you don't
enjoy
like ginger heavy. I think you just like a splash.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Here's the shocker. I thought this one was going to be pricey because pineapple juice, ginger beer, it's 84 cents per glass.
Really?
God bless the mocktails.
Love it.
They really come through for the budget.
Absolutely.
So if you want
great.
The recipe, go to the show notes. Make this one at home. This one's worth making. 100%. I would do it.
All right, it's closing time. So you guys, as always, make sure to subscribe, share the show with a friend, family member, random person at Starbucks behind you. Tell them how much you love it.
And pay for their drink with your digital payment.
There you go. Be a teen. Be a teen these days.
Be a teen.
Go back to our youth. So we'll see you guys next Thursday on an all-new episode of
Smart Money Happy Hour.